Rabbis sometimes do funny things. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud describes how Rav Ami and Rav Asi would learn, and each and every hour of their learning, they would clap on the bima and announce, "Does anyone need a din Torah? Is there anyone who would like us to judge a court case for them?" What are they doing? Hold that thought, and let's jump to Parshas Nitzavim. There, Moshe Rabbeinu is describing the Torah, and he says to Am Yisrael, "Lo b'shamayim hi." Torah is not in Shemayim. But have we ever wondered, where does Moshe get this idea that Torah would be in Shemayim? Well, if we look at another Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, we'll see our answer. Because there, Moshe ascends to the heavens to receive the Torah on behalf of the Jewish people. But when he goes to get the Torah, the Malachi Asharis, the ministering angels, are waiting, and they don't want him to take the Torah. They say that the Torah is too holy for mankind and should stay in Shemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu, while holding on to the heavenly throne, argues with them and explains, Torah has a mitzvah of kivud avim. Angels don't have parents. Torah has a mitzvah of keeping Shabbos after 6 days of work. Angels don't work. And proceeds to show the angels that Torah is not meant to be in Shemayim. Torah is not meant for the holy angels. Torah is meant for mankind. And now Moshe is standing in front of Bnei Yisrael and begging them to understand on the very last day of his life, Lo b'shamayim hi. Torah is not in the heavens. It's not a lofty thing for angelic people. Torah is for you and me. Torah is for the everyday human being. And Rav Kook explains in that first Gemara in Shabbos about Rav Ami and Rav Asi that why would they clap on the bima and ask for a din Torah? Because whenever we're learning Torah, we don't want it to just be theoretical. We don't want it to be stuck in Shemayim. We want Torah to be practical. We want it to be on the arts. We want to apply the Torah. And so Rav Ami and Rav Asi would do their very best to find ways where they could apply their Talmud Torah to the world in front of them. During the season of Tshuva, as we examine our deeds and we examine our Talmud Torah, perhaps the answer and the path of Tshuva is not by increasing our hours of learning. Many of us are already learning many, many hours. Perhaps the answer is to change the way we're learning, to think about our Talmud Torah not as something that exists only in the intellect, but as something that exists from Shemayim down to the arts, to make our Talmud Torah practical. And in that way, our Talmud Torah will be so much more meaningful.